www.ccc.org.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Another abortion law put on hold. Here's Beth Myers.
An Oklahoma County judge has issued a temporary injunction blocking a new law from taking effect November 1st that requires doctors to inform women seeking a medication abortion that the process can be reversed. Attorney Gail Detty with the Center for Reproductive Rights in New York says that's just not true.
There's no evidence-based studies and no current medical evidence that's reliable that suggests that the first pill and the two-pill regimen can be reversed.
The center has filed a lawsuit challenging the law. The injunction will block the law temporarily while the case moves through the legal process.
Oklahoma Republican Congressmen Kevin Hern and Mark Wayne Mullen were among a large group of House Republicans who tried to enter a secure room at the U.S. Capitol yesterday where impeachment depositions were being heard, but they were not allowed in. Afterward, they tweeted a video.
Mark Wayne and I just went in to review the documents and were turned away, told that we were not on any one of the committees, that we cannot be allowed in to see the testimony that's not deemed classified.
Yeah, that's the most interesting thing. We even asked the question, is the thing deemed classified? And they said, not to our knowledge.
Hern says to watch the process move forward is baffling. Mullen calls it a political witch hunt. One of the nation's top rating agencies is upgrading the state's economic outlook from stable to positive. Jim Forsyth reports.
It's due in large part to the 2018 passage of tax hikes that have resulted in budget surpluses and increased revenues. Moody's Investor Services says it's also affirming the state's AA2 rating. That's the agency's third highest rating.
I'm Jacqueline Scott.
If you don't dispose of the unused or expired prescription drugs in your home, they might find a new one. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. At the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 26th from...
Good morning, it is 9:32, and welcome. It's time for Car Talk right here on K1. And Brad Dungeons is with us. How you doing there, young man? Looking great for a fellow been out in the rain.
Well, it's not too bad out there. It's a nice fall day. A little bit of rain won't hurt anybody.
No, it won't, especially if you're driving a nice Lincoln or a Toyota.
That's right. Get your if your windshield wipers are working and got that glass clean, it'll help.
Greatly.
It's a great day to get those windshield wipers replaced if you need to. We're going to have a lot of rain today and tomorrow, or mm-hmm. at least a little bit more this afternoon, I think. Mm-hmm. And so come on out if you need the seeing streaks. Come on out and we can replace them right on the service drive. If that's all you need, just takes a few minutes.
What else is going on at the shops, my friend?
Well, we've got a lot of great stuff going on. It's we're gearing up for the end of the month, which is always a big time for us, pushing to hit our sales goals mm-hmm. in every department. We've got some specials going in service for October. It's buy three, get one for a dollar in Toyota on tires.
Wow,
so great,
I like
deal
that.
On tires. Mm-hmm. We've got some other specials in service where we've got on the Toyota side some packages where you can get your oil change and some other additional services and get big discounts. So we've bundled those together for our full synthetic oil friends. And so that's a little bit more expensive than our traditional sure. $9.95 oil change. But for a full synthetic on the basic full service package, you get the full synthetic oil change and a coolant exchange. So we're going to exchange all your coolant, do a cleaning of your coolant system, mm-hmm. Do the full multi-point inspection. That's $179.95. Save about 10% on that. And then on the you can save even more on the other ones. If we do a nitrogen in addition to the coolant exchange and the full synthetic oil change, you're going to save about $33, mm-hmm. and it'll be $189.95. And if you add the wiper blades, like I mentioned today,
you're going to need them.
You're going to save just $47.85. That's just a little over $200 for all that service. And it's a great value. You save some money, or you get your car worked on, get a full inspection of the vehicle. Don't forget about the great tire deal, a buy three, get one for a dollar. Similar deals are in Ford. You know, the other thing is we're seeing more and more people use our check-in app. And, you know, that's
cool.
It really is cool. And what this is is if you want to make, it's a same day appointment system essentially. So I want to come in today. I want to see what the wait is and or what time I can come in. All you got to do is go on our app. You right there it says what the wait time is. You click in and you can check in. You show up at the dealership and at the right time, and we're ready to start working on your vehicle. So there's no more waiting for oil changes. It's all pretty simple to do. And all you got to do is go to your app store on your phone and look for DungeonNet Check-In, and you'll find it right there. And you can also check it out on our website if you don't have a phone that can do that, or if you just, you know, don't want to download an app. You can also see the wait times on our website and do the check-in right there. And then, of course, if you want to schedule an appointment at some point, you know, or an actual, I want to be there next Tuesday at 1 p.m., you can still do that online. Fill out that information, and we'll get back with you and confirm your appointment.
Now, I'm the guy that you'd least expect to be hip with the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you want to talk about waltzing right through there.
Yeah.
That was great. Downloading it was
simple,
very, very easy. Mm-hmm. And then navigating the app was just as easy.
Well, it's as simple as what I said. I mean,
And
there's not like
no
a bunch
tricks.
Of other stuff going on in the app, or we're it's some kind of a marketing platform. All it really is a way to keep you from having to wait for your oil change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way we essentially, the system knows how many people we have that we're servicing, how many guys are working in our bays, and how long it takes each operation to be completed. You can, if when you're sitting in the waiting room now, you can actually watch your vehicle going through the different stages of that process. And you know, so it's really, really fascinating.
Well, I'm a believer, that's for sure. And then, of course, the work is quality, as we've always come to know it to be. The only thing new is that you don't have to wait
as long.
You
don't have to wait. No, that's great. Lots of good stuff going on there. And then, of course, great deals on cars. We've got a lot of you know, special used vehicle deals. We've been out shopping and trading for new used vehicles for us on our inventory. That part of the market's been really strong lately. And we've got a lot of great used trucks right now, a couple of late model 2019 F-150s. If you're just looking for something just a little bit used, 15. We got one with about 15,600 miles. It's a Lariat, nice truck. $6,000 below NADA retail, right on our website. We do post all our prices up front, online, on our website. Very competitive pricing right up front. No games and gimmicks at Dundas, you know. And I still see that out there in a lot of dealer advertising, you know, where they say no games and gimmicks, and then they lead right with another gimmick. I got an email like that yesterday from a dealer where they say they led with that, and then they came back with an offer to give you $5,000 more than Kelley Blue Book on your trade. Sound like a good deal?
But
okay, well, it's $5,000 on fair trade, less miles and condition and conditioning, and less all these other things. So and you don't get any discount on the new vehicle. It's an MSRP.
Wow.
So anyway, be sure to read the fine print. We really try to stay away from that stuff. And, you know, I think it's confusing to the market. And unfortunately, sometimes people are taking advantage of it. That's something we really try to fight against and educate you. If you come shop with us, we'll show you what's going on. We'll show you how to shop your trade, how to get more for it, even if you're not purchasing from us. Mm-hmm. And we will make you that cash offer for your vehicle, whether you're doing business with us or not. So that process can start online or just bring your vehicle down to the shop. We'll be happy to take a look at it.
Very, very good.
So got lots of other great deals going on. New vehicles for Toyota. We've got the incredible deal on a Toyota TRD Pro 4Runner, blue, and it's discounted several thousand dollars, which is unusual on that vehicle. We've got great inventory now on a couple of things we haven't had a lot of, a hybrid RAV4, the brand new RAV4 hybrid system is awesome. It's great, great package, great looking vehicle. Come check that out. On the Ford side, this week we got our first Aviator and our first Corsair sold. So, and I got our first Escape. The brand new 2020 Escape is on the ground. So lots of great new product hitting, and the great model year and closeout deals on all the 2018 and 19 stuff that we've got left on the ground. And like I said, all those prices are right online and on our site for you to see. And and no games and gimmicks.
Very good. I like that. I like that. I'll tell you what, those Lincoln products, oh, they are so sweet this year. I've been kind of looking, so.
All right, well, come
I know
see
where
us.
To go, man. Hey, Brad, it's Thursday. What you doing later?
You can come see me anytime, Tom.
Anytime.
And, let's give a little knock here for the old times here. We've got a special guest from the old days. Hey, Dale.
It ain't that old today, Brad.
No,
it's been a while since
I haven't heard you knocking on the door in a while. Show.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
I've been down there. I've had my oil change. Just
you tried the net check-in app, or you?
No, I'm just the old thing. I can't believe it. That car I bought from you in 05, it's got almost 200,000 miles, still going. And I took my daughter's car that I bought from you, that 2011 Toyota Camry, 225,000 miles already.
Wow.
And but we just change that oil regular down there.
That's pretty much all it takes.
I don't know how you sell cars. They keep on running.
It's not helping that they last so long. but that's a good thing, too, I think.
I just got in from Enid and Independence and Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And I was with Barry Switzer in Tulsa Sunday night, and he confirmed to me that he's coming to the Pete Silas Boys and Girls Club,
mm-hmm.
1st December. Do you know about that?
Yeah, for the Great Futures Luncheon, I believe. I think so, because we've been sponsors of that for a while, and I heard from them that he would be coming.
He confirmed to me Sunday he's going to be
excellent.
Here, and Mike Henry's coming.
The time frame's the right, and I think we're going to have a big day. Hopefully, I'll get to introduce him that day.
82 years old. This guy's
amazing.
Got more juice.
Yeah,
oh, no, I mean, he's great. Had about 800 people there at the River Spirit Casino for that Dallas Cowboys-Eagles game. But, it's pretty cool. I've got about six things here I want to mention before
you do.
I get to my
You've always got
guest.
A lot of stuff going on. And
you know, Elder. Yeah, I've got a good mm-hmm. guest here. You know, Elder Care is moving out to Hughes Ranch, too, for their Good, Bad, and
Oh,
barbecue.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very exciting. I wondered if that might not be a possibility, because I know they've been involved for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Had the tent guy out there last month. We're going to enlarge that tent. I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Big
even
crowd.
Bigger?
Yeah. Saw Robert this week. He has got the house all remodeled, and he's mm-hmm. moving back in. He's excited about it. Everybody's excited about this. So
that's great that it continues in the same tradition at a historic ranch in our area. That's
I got a feeling it's going to be a really good party.
Yeah, I bet. As big as ever.
Mike Tupla. I want to mention Mike Tupla real quick.
Now,
you know,
Mike Tupla is a great guy.
They're honoring him for the Sports Commission on Saturday night here at the Hilton.
Awesome.
I'm going to try to get back in town for that. I'm in Oklahoma City Saturday day, but of course Mike's a. But
yeah,
we've been
Mike
lucky
is
to have
a
that
great
guy.
Friend of mine, and so you know I love what he does to support local sports and youth athletics. And the truth is, you know, for having had a high school kid the last few years and being able to read about your son and the soccer exploits is a great thing. And he does that. I mean, I just, you know, the Indians articles through the years and all the time he spends and his relationships and really going to the games. I mean, you know, going out to the soccer games, to the baseball. I mean, and it's not just the high profile sports. He goes out and invests times with all of the lower students and the kids, and he gets to know the kids. And that's, you know, really special. No, Mike's a great asset
Lucky to
for
have
our
him
community.
Here all these years.
Definitely.
A little something on Earl Sears is getting Eddie Burden to come to Friday Forum, it sounds like, to talk about. I don't know if you've read my column lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about the cheerleader that disappeared in 1976 from a
laundromat
in Pawhuska.
I missed that.
It's one of the most amazing cases that the DA has ever had over there.
Huh.
She just walked into a laundromat at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they never saw her again. The only thing they found were pom-poms and a half-eaten donut. I wound up doing some investigation on this. You better read my column.
I've got to go back and find that paper. But,
Eddie Burden's coming to Friday Forum. I don't know the exact day, but that's going to be a very interesting story.
That is an interesting
guy. I've
been
kind of put under a gag order on
this.
That's
happened
again.
Before.
And the reason I've got this guest in here is because the Washington County Historical Society
uh-huh.
are going to show this documentary film that I put together.
Is the film done?
Yeah.
Okay.
They think it's going to be a pretty big deal. And I brought Jack
Flea Hardy.
Jack Flea Hardy, welcome, Jack.
Glad to be here.
Eight years to the show. As president of the Washington County Historical Association. Is that right, Jack?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And I also had bought a Toyota out at Dungy's.
I didn't know that. That's good.
Well, it was in 1994, and I don't even have 100,000 miles on it.
Wow. So. Well, that's what happens in Bartlesville. Either they're driving all over the country like Dale and putting tons of miles on it, or with those of us who tend to stay a little closer to home, sometimes they just last forever because we don't put the miles on.
Yeah, I can go out there and it starts and it runs, and mm-hmm. of course it's four-wheel drive, and it'll go anywhere. So
I want to talk to you about that car when we're done.
Don't let Dale buy it.
It's not for sale.
Brad, I had this great idea. Jack's probably given more tours of the hotel, the Dewey Hotel, than anyone alive.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we ask him to start out how he goes on a tour?
Oh,
if we
cool.
just walked into the hotel, give us a tour of the Dewey Hotel, will you, Jack?
Well, welcome to the hotel, Buffalo Dale. I'm glad you're here. Where are you from, anyway? Bartlesville, Dewey?
England. I bet you get a lot of people.
Oh, we have. We've got people from England, Ireland, Scotland. We mm-hmm. get them everywhere.
Yeah,
and they're really fun guests. But if you ask them where they're from, and they're not from here. Generally, right. they're from out of state or out of the country.
Uh-huh.
But it's really interesting to listen to them. But I tell them the hotel was built in 1899. It was opened in May of 1900, and it was built by Jake Bartles.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Bartlesville was named after Jake. It's kind of an interesting story, but you get down to it, Jake nearly never lived in Bartlesville.
Huh.
Because Bartlesville didn't come into incorporation until 1897.
Right.
But anyway, he built a hotel, and the Roundup,
right.
Cowboy Roundup he built, put together. And that was because he was a veteran of the Civil War. He was a Union soldier from Kansas.
Hmm.
So he came down here, and originally he was from New Jersey. He was born in New Jersey. His father ran the first telegraph in New York. So he was an entrepreneur to start with, so
yeah.
it was in his blood. But he developed all kinds of things. He had a trading post, and he came down here at Silver Lake. Then he moved from Silver Lake to Turkey Creek, where his last son, Joe, was born on Turkey Creek. And then he bought the Carter Mill that was a grist mill, and he changed it from a grist mill to a flour mill. And he actually had the first commercial wheat field in Oklahoma. And also had the first flour mill. So Bartlesville and Dewey has the first.
Lots of firsts.
So, yeah. But Jake really put together. He built that hotel, and he also put electricity in it. So mm-hmm. it was built with electricity because he tied a generator to the mill. So they had electricity.
Wow.
So he was a first.
Very forward-thinking guy.
He had five stores, but when he had his trading post or mercantile building on the riverbank, he did anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000 a year back mm-hmm. in the early 1900s, late mm-hmm. 1800s. So
yeah.
he had five stores, and his father-in-law was Chief Charles Jernicake. Mm-hmm. Nanny Jernicake was his wife, and... I mean, it's just an interesting story but there's a lot of things that happened here in Bartlesville area. You had nothing here to start with,
mm-hmm.
and you had Indians moving in, you had land runs coming in, and then statehood.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things going on.
And a lot of smart people who, from all other parts of the world.
Very intelligent people,
industrial-minded people. And
Jake also had a furniture factory.
Oh, really?
He had a gentleman from Norway. That was his trade, so he put him to work. But we do have a bed in the hotel that actually was made from his furniture factory that he had made for his three daughters, and we have one of them in the hotel. Huh. But it's an interesting story, and it's not changed. It has never changed.
Yeah.
We did put when the Washington County Historical Society got the building in 1966, they was going to tear it down.
Yeah, how long it had been dormant, do you know?
Well, it never was.
Never was.
Really.
It was a hotel up to that point?
After Nanny died in 1924, About 25, 26, it was sold to Mrs. Elizabeth Allen, and her daughter-in-law kept it running as a hotel boarding house until 1966.
Oh, okay.
So it had been going a long time. You know, they survived the Depression. They sold a lot of furniture out of the hotel during the Depression. Mm-hmm. But they made it until 1966, and they was going to condemn it and have it torn down.
Oh, okay.
And O.A. Partridge was a banker there in Dewey, and he said, I've seen that building 50 years. And he didn't want to see it torn down, so he bought it and gave it to the Washington County Historical Society. Mm-hmm. And we've had it ever since. But the first thing the Historical Society did, they came in, took all the molding off, numbered it, took all the plaster off, took all the old wiring out and put it in conduit and got it back up to code and put the sheetrock up and put everything back. There just happened to be a lady there that worked there in 1904, and she told them what everything looked like and the wallpaper and everything. So it's pretty much the way it was in 1900. So
well, that's a great story. A lot of stuff I didn't know about the hotel. Of course, I've been in a tour a time or two. And
well, we
back
have
when
the,
I was a kid, we would go
the
to
the famous poker room on the third floor. You know, and everybody thinks the hotel is haunted, but it's up to you whether you think it's haunted or not. But we've had three ghost investigators come in, and they officially say, yeah, it is, but we don't care. But when the hotel it has lots of tourists, the hotel becomes alive, and it becomes happy. You can tell it's a happy place. But Nanny and Jake, that was kind of their retirement home. Of course, Jake passed away in 1908, so he only got to live there 8 years. But Nanny lived there quite a while.
What a great story.
It's a beautiful building. It's a Victorian building. There's not hardly any left. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of weeks ago, we had Hollywood come down and look at it to see if they wanted to film their Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right.
And they are very interested and said they'd be back in November and probably film in spring.
Okay.
So that's, it's quite a place. Everybody comes in and says, well, you know, it's not the Frank Phillips home. Well, no, it's not.
No, it's a different story.
Yes. There was nothing here, and material was hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, well, this is something people don't often realize. And, you know, my family's heritage in this area goes back to some of that. I mean, just the beginning of automobiles and no roads. And, you know, we've been selling Fords in Oklahoma for 90 years now, since 1929, which isn't quite as far back as the hotel goes. But that's a long time, and there weren't many roads then. And the coming of the automobile to Dewey and Bartlesville was a big deal, and that was really exciting.
Yeah, and Jake, he played a very good role in bringing the railroad in.
Right.
Actually, Jake owned the railroad for a year, but he put in the railroad bed all the way from Coffeyville to Collinsville.
Okay.
They still use that road pretty much, except for part of it. They kind of blocked off because it's a little circle that doesn't go any. It's a long way around, so they shortened it a little bit. But for the most part, the same bed that Jake laid, except the one that went by, supposed to have gone by his mill. They moved it west. But, you know, there's a lot of things that went on back in the day. William Johnstone, and George Keeler. But really, George Keeler and Jake Bartles actually put in the internet, the telephone line between Coffeyville and Bartlesville. Hmm. They worked on that project and got that done.
When was that?
I'm really not for sure. It's just right after 1900.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the exact date was, but it wasn't the first one that came in, but it was the first one in this area that was from state to state.
Cool. I'm learning stuff here myself.
No,
and
that's
I'm from
amazing. So what, those who might be intrigued by what we're talking about today and maybe want to come out to the hotel and get a tour, get some more information, what do you have for them? What's a good time to do that?
Well, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay.
Anytime that time. But we are closed in the end of November till April 1st. We reopen in April 1st.
Okay.
So that you just hotel is hard to heat, and we need money to survive. And when we have a $300 or $400 electric bill because of the you know, the heat. Yeah. We just can't hardly afford to keep it open.
I gotcha.
But maybe this will bring a
little. That's what I was getting ready to say. Come.
Don't you fall asleep back there. We're going to take a phone call here, and we're going to give
Well, he's on Facebook.
Book if we have time.
Buffalo right. Dale and the Washington County Store Society got together, and Dale more or less wanted to do this. To help the hotel and help him, we're offering to come in and look at the video that Dale did with Chubb Anderson.
Right.
And it's a really good deal. It's cost you $6, but half of it goes to us, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We will have popcorn and water there at no charge. So.
And this is video of interviews between Dale here and Damon Chubb Lewis regarding the unsolved 1970s.
Damon Chubb Anderson.
Chubb Anderson, there I'm sorry. Dale Lewis.
Every time, every time I saw Chubb, I filmed him, and that's what this right. is. We've edited it down to an hour. Mm-hmm. And he's going to talk about his life, but he's also going to tell everyone. If people don't think that the book that I wrote is true, I wrote down everything he told me. Mm-hmm. That's what's in the book.
And the book is Footprints in the Dew. And that's why we're getting, if somebody wants to call in and just be in a few minutes, be ready. We'll announce that. But this is going to be not at the First Methodist Church in Duke.
Yeah, it's
right?
going to be in the First Methodist Church in Duke because we don't have room in the hotel. But with an admission, you get a free tour of the hotel. So okay. we'll give you a voucher for a free tour of the hotel so you can come back on your time to come
when
visit.
When is this going to be? When is the showing, Dale?
November 2nd, uh-huh. next Saturday, a week from Saturday. We're going to have two showings.
At 2 and 6:30.
That's right. I'm going to be there. Keith Atkins, Chubb's power of attorney, is also going to be there to take questions. And I believe Ruby Ann Burkhart is going to be there, too. They were the ranch cow managers the night of the murder and some of the first people on the scene.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have some special guests there. And I hope we make some money for the hotel.
Yeah, let's raise some money for the hotel. Yeah. And I know so many people are interested in this.
Yeah, and just need to come to a hotel anyway. So.
Yes, and that's gives you a good chance.
You know, everywhere I travel, people talk about museums in Bartlesville, Brad. We've got, you know, the Price Tower, Willow Rock, but they talk about the hotel, too.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of people say to me about that Dewey Hotel. So
yeah, when you come in the hotel, we suggest other places to go around the area because we're not the only museum in town. And you got a variety.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that a lot of people don't know is all the great things you can do. The Frank Phillips Home, Little Rock, the
Price Tower.
Tars Tower, you know, Tall Grass Prairie Preserve, stuff and all kinds of things. Tom Mix Museum, other stuff in Dewey. I mean, there's always stuff to do around here, too.
And they come to Pawhuska, you know, but they come to Bartlesville. They want to see things around here.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom, well, we better take a phone
we
call.
We better take some calls if we're going to do that. I don't know what the process is there, but if you want to tee it up.
Well, Dave, what we're going to do, we'll do this just before we go into the break. Okay. Because me talking on the phone with us talking in the studio is going to be kind of complicated. But I do want to remind everybody that coming up in less than a minute and a half, we've got the Dale R. Lewis video here, Footprints in the Dew, Damon Chubb Anderson, and the Unsolved Mullendore Murder.
Now, that's the audio book, Tom.
It's the audio book. I'm sorry. The audio book. And you don't want to miss that. So hang in there. We'll get to the call here in just a little bit. I'll give you the number so you can write it down. And right before the news, we'll go for it here. It's 918-336-1400. That's 918-336-1400. And when we get ready to go to the news, I'll say, call now, and I'll take a caller number that I select randomly here in just a little bit. Gentlemen,
right,
back to
well,
you.
That's good. We'll give away something. It's been a while since we did that. But don't
call our number 99
come on.
This time.
I don't think we're going to have time for that, Dale. I remember we had some higher numbers once in our experience, and that didn't go so well. We'll take an early lower number, I'd recommend, Tom, and we're wasting all our time here. But don't forget to come out on the 2nd of November and see the great showings of Dale's new video with the interviews with Damon Chubb Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
You can get information on his books, Footprints in the Dew and Before the Dew. You get a special admission to the Dewey Hotel for a tour. And half the proceeds from...
If you haven't been there, you need to go there.
The proceeds from this are going to support the hotel, too. So it's a great event. We've got a lot of great deals going on at the dealership, too, so check those out. And I think we're about ready for the phone call.
We are right now. I'm going to take caller number three. Caller number three at 336-1400, and we'll set you up with the audiobook. So do that right now, 336-1400, and here they call right now. So let's go, and let's get ourselves a winner.
Passion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kaffin. Hundreds of people are out of their homes north of San Francisco because of a fast-moving wildfire. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Right now, 10,000 acres, but we expect that's probably grown since we last got that number from the California firefighters here. Zero containment as the wind gusts continue to be a major issue carrying on into this afternoon.
Pacific Gas and Electric to about 500,000 people in Northern California. In the South, there have been some evacuations in San Bernardino as a wildfire grew overnight. Christian Lucero is ready to head out.
I woke up my cousin like, hey dude, get ready. Just get packing. Whatever valuable, we just get it ready just in case.
In a new national poll of likely Democratic voters, it indicates some in the presidential field have gained support at the expense of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren.
She actually was down slightly from last week's poll. What it reflects is a six-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
But pollster Mary Snow at Quinnipiac University says Warren, with 28%, is now up 7 points on Biden. Bernie Sanders, third, 15%. The day after President Trump took credit for a permanent ceasefire in northern Syria, his defense secretary faced U.S. critics.
Secretary Esper, speaking at the German Marshall Fund, defended his decision to pull out of northeast Syria despite critics, including European allies.
So everybody has said, well, you could have threatened them with aircraft, or you could have just kept them there in place. If I had done that, I may be in a situation today trying to explain to the American people why I sacrificed American soldiers.
His challenge here at NATO will be convincing allies that the fight against ISIS in Syria must continue with their help even after the U.S. withdrawal. Cammie McCormick, CBS News at NATO headquarters.
In 3 years, automatic braking technology will pretty much be standard on every new vehicle. Some drivers who have autos with it now say it's got a mind of its own. Cindy Walsh has a Nissan Rogue.
I was driving down a four-lane highway going about 55, and it completely came to a complete stop.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Nissan, in a statement, acknowledges that some Nissan Rogue drivers may experience false activation on unique road conditions like certain railroad crossing bridges and low-hanging traffic lights, but it says it's committed to the safety and security of its customers. It has made a free software update available at dealerships.
Authorities in London now say the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck were all Chinese nationals. The driver is being questioned. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 71 points. NASDAQ is up 38. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Rain today with a high in the 40s. The 4-Acre Company recently purchased the old Kmart building located off Frank Phillips Boulevard and Highway 75. They're now wanting to sell a tract of that land located on that property separate from the rest. The land is 50,400 square feet. And Grants Administrator Nancy Waring says it meets all the proper zoning regulations. Her only concern is what may happen if the parcel doesn't get sold. And that's why Waring is making the suggestion to require a performance bond for the 4-Acre company. Karsten Kenworth, who is representing 4-Acre, said that she had several interested people in that land parcel and argued that once they sold the land, the 4-Acre company should no longer be responsible for any upkeep. They approved the lot split on the two conditions that the 4-Acre group must follow. Kenworth and 4-Acre group hope to have that parcel sold by the end of the year. Members of the Tower Green Design Committee toured the Tower Center at Unity Square project on Wednesday to select the concrete colors for the project. Vice Mayor and Committee Co-Chair Alan Jensen said a few colors were recommended before they even made their decision.
We chose sombrero, which is kind of a beige color, and then red rose and apricot, and they'll go in different locations within the project. And then there's also going to be a concrete that is kind of a natural concrete, which will be for the apron sidewalk. Some will go on what we call the V, which is the kind of shaped like a sidewalk that goes up to the stage. And then there'll be the sun rays. It'll go on those. And then there'll be another walk that has another color.
Jensen said it would be coordinated with the Price Tower Arts Center and the Bartlesville Community Center. And they also looked at some naturally quarried sandstone that will be used for landscaping for the Tower Center at Unity Square project. The Tower Green Design Committee still has some decisions to make about benches for the project that they will discuss in a few weeks when they meet again. News on the air, on the web, on your app, and on Alexa. I'm Tom Davis.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Kind of sad, Elijah Cummings, he's been lying in state right now at the Capitol building, so everything's come to a stop and all the stab in the back, the backbiting has gone on hold, at least for now. A lot of people keep paying tribute to the man who passed away at the age of 68 last weekend. It came as a surprise to me, but for people inside Washington, they said he hadn't been there since September, first week in September, and he was having some difficulty. So Elijah Cummings is being laid to rest, and people are remembering him. Meanwhile, a lot going on. This hour is going to be good for our listeners. On a much lighter note, we'll be able to...